I suppose it's a conversation about circular economies that are increasing at the moment, because there are some new water developments happening in Queensland, and people are realising if there's actually going to be value brought out of that water, that the old style of agriculture can't happen the way it used to. And it means you start looking at the whole picture of how the whole agricultural development opportunity exists, really where's the opportunity in the market, and a lot of the market opportunities are actually around sustainable agriculture, much more significantly than they were. And it's a chance then to say where, how, what are the linkages between different sectors, how does waste streams fit into that, how do we see interplay between different sectors, and we start thinking that through and actually designing that from scratch as opposed to trying to retrofit it from the past. So that's really the opportunity we've got, and that means we have a much more value-rich, much more tight supply chain in relation to agriculture, and that's where jobs and real economic growth can actually come from. So it just gives us one of those chances to do things differently in regions compared to maybe what we used to do, which was really just be commodity-based.
Can I just ask, Alan, what you thought of the discussion tonight? Did it hit the mark?
I think it's very important to be having these conversations around this real tension between needing to manage climate action and real realities of the difficulty regions face in having a stable and continuously improving economy. If we don't have that conversation, we will see policy decisions that will have a negative impact on regions, and the cycle will just keep going round. And at the same time, we don't deal with climate change, we will have a negative impact on regions. So that's why we've got to do that together.